Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
You know, that's probably a better question for them to answer. I know that we respect the work that's ahead of us this week. We know that this performance stands alone. We're excited about the opportunity to pursue a division championship this week. But I think the totality of recent games and things of that nature from a mental perspective is probably better directed at those guys.
Mike Tomlin, a Tomlin tidbit. Usually it's a Donnie Tomlin tidbit, but he is on his way to host the Alandon Roberts Show, 6 o'clock over at Mineo's Pizza House. You've never been, go check it out. Alandon's super nice to listeners and fans. We'll sign autographs, take pictures, and we'll talk Steelers with Donnie for an hour.
Here's some on the field, very friendly off of it.
The Tomlin tidbit is a nugget from Tomlin's 30-minute press conference, something that stood out, so you don't have to always go back and comb through it and listen to the whole thing or look for quotes from it. We give you
Did we do our Tomlinism pony?
Yeah, it was.
Did I miss something?
It
there?
Was not good. It was just sand running through the hourglass because the Monday, when he has a condensed week, he doesn't put time into his Tomlinism.
I think I was just thinking about like making fun of that and talking about David.
Lamar. Okay. The question was, are they in Lamar's head? And Mike's response was, that's a question for them. He did not scoff at it. He did not say, that's ridiculous.
Lamar all but admitted that they're in his head to some degree?
Yes.
Like, he's just basically gone up there after games and been frustrated and said, I don't know what it is, but they, essentially, I seem to always play bad against these guys.
So here's what we're going to learn on Saturday, potentially, depending on what news we get on TJ Watt today and then obviously later in the week. Is Tomlin in Lamar's head or is TJ Watt? Because Watt is a monster against the Ravens, and specifically Lamar Jackson. If you take T.J. Watt away from Mike Tomlin, does he still have the same sorcery and mastery over Lamar Jackson? Really what it comes down to is it X's and O's or is it Jimmy and Joe?
Are you ready for my first Trent, actually?
Trent.
Timothy?
Yes.
He should have to go as... Anybody that abbreviates their name like that should have to go as Tej. He just had Tej Watt. T-E-E-J.
TJ Watt calls his brother Jage.
Jage, see? Tej,
that's
Jage.
What they call JJ.
And then there's just
Jage.
Derek, which you used to say was Tito, which is why TJ Watt doesn't like us. I think it's... I'm gonna sit on the fence here and say this. I think from an X's and O's standpoint, Tomlin does a very good job of getting his front seven specifically to do one thing that other teams, and you saw the Giants screw this up royally because they suck at everything.
Yep.
Last week. He gets his guys to rush Jackson in an incredibly disciplined manner. Like, they really do have a good X's and O's concept of how to keep him in lanes that they want him to be in. Tomlin has even admitted this. What does he say? We don't want him rolling out to his right. We want him rolling left because, just like almost every righty quarterback.
On the 2-point play, for example.
Yes, that's when he brought it up. We know he's not as good going to his left. Their guys all rush him very disciplined, in a very disciplined fashion. But that X's and O's advantage only goes so far unless you've got great Jimmys and Joes, and TJ Watt is about as great as it gets off the edge.
Five games against Lamari is 8.5 sacks, is a forced fumble, a fumble recovery, and a ton of quarterback hits. Charlie, in for Donnie, you can fade out the bed for this, because we have obtained, we are not allowed to play the whole thing, but we have obtained a 10-second sample of the collaboration between Pompiani and Joe on Malzi the Snowman.
So I just try to give a nice serious explanation as to, is it Watt or is it the scheme that stops Lamar Jackson? And here we go.
Well, this is because it's a harbinger of things to come with the Christmas karaoke event at Mike's tomorrow night.
That's true.
That we're promoting.
No, I know. This is all in the name of a good cause.
So they've recorded the initial, this is the acoustic version. And they are sending it off. I have no idea
this
where.
This is the a cappella version.
They are sending it. Yeah, acoustic was the wrong word. This is a cappella. They are sending it now to get the musical bed put underneath it. Have you heard this yet, Charlie?
I have not, but I'm just trying to figure out who's going to be professionally doing it.
Joe so asked me, maybe it's our guy Pete Bender.
It could be Brian from the promo.
The Pony Express.
It's the Pony Express.
I will just tell you that Joe asked me if I wanted to be involved with a song about my own that's about me. Mm. And I've never said no faster to something.
All right, so here is the tease, acapella, a sneak peek of Malzi the Snowman.
My bald head and a button nose, his favorite pitcher was Garrett Cole. Oh, Malzi the Snowman is a fairy tale, they say. He was made of snow, but the listeners know how he came to life one day.
All right, that's what we have so far.
It started off very out of, jumbled, like they weren't all on the same page, but damn if the chorus of ladies he had didn't bring it home.
I thought Pomp's bass or baritone or whatever you would call
basso
that.
Basso profundo.
Stole the show. Charlie, early reviews?
It has potential. We'll see where it goes.
It's going back.
I think they need some auto-tune, though, for some of it.
Like T-Pain?
Yeah.
But he has a beautiful voice. Most people don't know that.
Did you know that about him? He won Masked Singer, and they were like, wait a minute, aren't you the auto-tune guy? And then he did a real song, Pony. Unreal singer. Like, outrageously good voice. But he just made his career going, I'm T-Pain, and then, you know,
that's
doing whatever the hell he did.
That did sound like Joe when you did that. He went back to the just putting in his favorite player was former Pittsburgh athlete that rhymes. Like don't we have the other one where he said your favorite linebacker was Lauren Taves or
yeah.
something like that?
Well, and then they said something and they wanted
up on the housetop, Malzi waves. His favorite Steeler linebacker was Lauren Taves.
Right back to that.
They had no rhyme for waves, and it took me 1 second to go. His favorite his favorite Chicago hockey player was John Taves, easy.
The snowman was a jolly, happy soul, with a giant bald head and a button nose. His favorite pitcher was Garrett Cole.
Okay.
Austin came in and said, I feel bad for you that he does this. And I tried to, almost give it as a lesson to Austin. I said, Austin, I don't care. Water off a duck's back. Funny, actually. Like, if you're taking that seriously and getting bent out of shape about it, they could even make the lyrics mean. He did kind of say giant bald head. Who cares? Who cares?
It's just funny, imagining Joe, who's like a man who's almost 60 and has a daughter who is in
about
adolescence.
To go to college
and has
soon.
Real life decisions. And he's just frivolously writing out lyrics to a song using your name.
It makes me wonder, when does that pop into his head? Because it felt like a very well thought out, pre-planned thing. Like, Austin had to be in there because the mics were off. So they just recorded in here while the mics were off. Did he wake up this morning and just say, you know what? I've got to get a bunch of the women from the sales side here who can sing. And I'm going to have a nice chorus with Pomp do songs about Mulsey.
Mulsey the snowman was a jolly happy soul. With a giant bald head and a button nose, his favorite pitcher was Garrett Cole.
He's not in sync, though, with Pomp.
That's what I mean.
And Pomp, really, you could tell, though, Bob is putting Bob,
effort into
Bob
it.
Only knows one way to do it, I think, is the bottom line.
The honest way.
Well, he's going
to... he's an honest John. If you ask him to sing, he's going to sing, damn it.
Yeah, Bob is a performer. We've seen the videos he puts out on TikTok of himself dancing, the faces he makes. He gets into it.
Charlie, are you aware of the fact that Joe used to break out into song randomly and would sing TLC's Waterfalls? That was one of his big ones.
I didn't know about the Waterfalls.
He would literally do this. He would go, "Don't go chasing waterfalls. Listen to the rivers and the lakes that you're used to." He would intent that little like hitch that they do in that song.
And what would bring this out of him?
He would just start singing.
On the air? He would just into TLC.
Pony, we could be doing a debate very back and forth and serious, and then he would suddenly just go, "I'm a horticulture expert," and he would do all that stuff. He would just sneeze in the middle of an argument.
There were a few times where we would be doing like a live remote, and he would do the same thing with his favorite player from the Devils, but he would say Brian Rafalski, Bobby Holik, and he would like, every break, he would come up with a new name and a new verse. So it's just off the top of
the
head.
Oh, so he'd make songs about Charlie.
He'd make
songs about
anybody.
You. And he would
Little Charlie Borges, happiness he seeks. Little Charlie Borges, his favorite player was Pat Verbeeks.
like that.
Yeah, exactly like that. It would take him like 6 seconds to come up with a different one for the most mundane people you've ever heard of in your life.
BG is on the fan. Hello, BG.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Do you like that?
BG,
like that Starkey song?
BG, I feel like I got to be honest with you. You ask us how it's going. Before you answer Pony's question about Starkey's song, just bringing up anything with Starkey is making me feel like I'm about to drop a tab of acid here very soon.
Yo, Starkey's hilarious, man. He cracks me up. His voice is something else. But I was calling about, you know, I'm excited about Distiller this year, man. Like, constantly I hear, you know, Stiller fans complaining about what Mike Tomlin has done and whoop-de-whoop, all this.
Crowley's saying if he doesn't win a playoff game, he deserves to be fired. What's your reaction to that?
Man, okay, look at Bill Belichick. Look what happened to him. You want that to happen? Like, come on now.
No, what's that? Hold on. Hold on. What's that mean when you say that? What do you mean by that? Like, look what happened.
He's not in the league anymore because nobody hired him, right? No one had it.
I mean, he's
right?
A very high-profile example of a guy who absolutely maxed it out with an all-time great quarterback. Like, they were the perfect pair.
Absolutely.
No, but I'm trying to figure out if you meant, like, look, we could be the Patriots if we fired Tomlin.
Yes, okay. That's exactly what I meant. Yes, because, like, you know, we have a winning record. We had Kenny Pickett and
BG, would you agree? BG, would you agree? Well, Tomlin's partly responsible for having Kenny Pickett here. He's a big hand in the process there. Would you agree, though, that like there's a difference between having a winning record, maybe even being a team that sneaks into the playoffs and being a real contender?
And I've defended Tomlin today, BG, to a number of callers, but I totally disagree that if he were to go, that the organization would basically blow up and this would turn into a team that lost every year. Every time they've gotten rid of a Hall of Fame coach, they've replaced him with a good one.
Hey, you're absolutely right. But, you know, I think it'll be hard right now to get rid of Tomlin because he does bring in players, though. You know what I mean? Like, Russell Wilson came here. He could have went anywhere, right?
Not really. That one's more – I'll give Mike credit if you know, because Russell's been good for them. He only had one other realistic suitor, and it was probably the Giants.
Yeah, but I think he sold him on the idea. I mean, he's obviously sold him on the idea of coming and then sold him on the way the Steelers were going to do things.
I think there's a bigger...
fitting into and assimilating into how they're playing, their philosophy on football, him not just going
I think his
rogue.
Work with Fields is more impressive. He had the guy come here. Fields wanted to play for him. He went 4-2, got his starting job yanked from him. And I think it's to Fields' credit, just period, as a person, that he's handled it so well. But I'm sure Mike hasn't exactly, like... been passive in that. I'm sure he's been trying to keep Fields very engaged in the process.
I just reject the idea for as staunchly as I think some of the, like, Tomlin needs to win a playoff game or he should be fired talk has gotten on the show today. I don't think it's fair to say that if he were to, it would never happen. But if it did, that they would rue the day or it would be the beginning of the end for them as a relevant, competitive football team. Sorry, I don't
believe
that. Let
him go, and they hired tomorrow, and they hired Ben Johnson, who I think is the best offensive coordinator right now going. I would be excited because I would think you were going to get like a brave new world of Steelers football. They might need to find their quarterback, but they would do a lot of things very differently.